little nippy out here. Very rare, 57 degrees on this beautiful Friday morning in Southwest Florida. Thank you for tuning in. You know, I feel like that DJ you fucking listen to in the morning, annoying traffic. And today's traffic here, southbound on 75, we have an accident off exit 111 eastbound. Fuck that. This is not that type of show. But I was looking at an article talking about how Colorado has been successful with its marijuana implementation as far as legalizing it and taxing it. And the article was from 2016, but it said it made around $200 million in revenue. I was trying to look for something more recent. There's no numbers out there yet for that. But, yeah, it's pretty fascinating how that has taken off. And the trend is supposed to continue. It's probably going to, at this rate, that article was stating that by 2021, they should be expecting over $1 billion being generated from the taxes on sales of marijuana. It makes sense. And I think about some of the things that I've listened to and watched, documentaries and so forth. One of them has been the power of the mafia, how they became very powerful, and it all began from the prohibition stage in the 20s. And that's when they went ahead and outlawed alcohol altogether. You couldn't buy it. And that's when the mafia came in, took over, did that business, and they became the powerhouse for a long time in our country. And I think that's the same thing with, if we look at the dynamics now, that's the way it's been. I mean, now the drug cartels are the ones that have this massive amount of power that we're constantly fighting. And you say to yourself, people, especially the conservative ones, are, wow, why would you want to legalize and tax that stuff? It's, you know, it's just morally wrong for many people to think of drugs being that way. And I think you just have to look at it as, if there's always going to be a demand for it. People are always wanting to get that stuff. So that's already here to stay. And in conjunction with that, there's things like opioids that are just as powerful and addictive. And we're able to get those things. But because people benefit from them, meaning the people in power, the government, then those things stick around. And but I, in my opinion, I believe the opioids and pain medication is a more powerful thing. I know people that have been totally hooked on that stuff, man. It's not pretty. And, you know, the thing about it is that it has such damaging effects. You're basically masking whatever pain you're having on top of getting a high, on top of fucking up your kidneys, fucking up your body. And that's, you know, it's sad because, you know, drugs essentially do the same thing, give or take, if you think about it. But that's not legalized. That's not accepted. And I think that's the problem, is that we are exposed to this stuff. Right now, I can go ahead and get drugs somewhere easily. I can go down to certain areas, I'm sure, find it. I'm not saying that I know, because I don't dabble in that stuff. But finding it is never going to be an issue if you really desire it. So why not do something for the people, generate revenue for their government so they can provide services? I don't think people are going to have a problem. I'm sure the people of Colorado don't have a problem with the government getting $200 million off the sales of marijuana. You know, it's one of those things that they're able to control, especially the conservatives. You're able to say, well, that's not good. I'm not contributing to this nonsense, but it's paying for the people that are, right? I mean, that's the way I look at it anyway. Like, it's one of those taxes or one of those leisures of there's a demand for it, but then you can still not pay a cent and benefit from it. And I think that's where I think about things like drugs, like just cocaine and all that stuff that comes in. And even prostitution. I mean, that's something that those things are never going to go away. Why not just legalize it and tax it? Because of a moral issue? I think we're changing with the times. And it's not to say, and I think people have a hard time accepting such things happening. And I understand that. I think it's, we have to hang on to some sort of fabric that resembles positive and good. Right? Christian values, home values, whatever it is. I salute people that want to have that positive environment where you're not cursing, where you're just speaking God's, you know, way of thinking and living a very, as I call it, Tim Tebow lifestyle, just very righteous. And I think there's nothing wrong with that. But I think we also have to understand that we can't also sweep away that demand and that desire for many of people in society. And I think that's just a reality, a harsh reality of it. And we have to look at the models of other countries that do these things, that allow these things to occur. Maybe not. Maybe there's bad examples out there. Maybe there's good examples. I don't know. But I think in our specific dynamic in our country, this element of seeing the marijuana being now socially acceptable, being allowed to be sold, regulated, taxed, has shown that it's been a very positive effect. I'm sure there's some negative effects to it, but it doesn't seem that the pundits have been rallying against taking it off altogether. It seems like one of those things, they've taken their time, they've done the research, and it's worked out for the benefit of the people in Colorado. So I see things like that where we can maybe take it into the other drugs, because then essentially you're depowering the drug cartels, and they're basically, they're going to have to go into a different business altogether, because once you regulate it, where to, what are they going to do? They're going to have to get into hotel business. They're going to have to get into leisure or something else, because now we're able to have it here in our country. Maybe get into exporting it in. I don't know, but that whole element will be eradicated altogether. And I think same thing with allowing prostitution to happen. It'll be weird to allow people to have something done, like a transactional thing for $100, $200. I mean, isn't that what guys already do? Basically, they'll pay for a date for $100, $200 and to try to have sex. I mean, most guys, they really don't go into it with any intentions of long term. For the most part, they're going in there. This is always my saying that I've said. Guys have sex, then figure it out later. It's not common to have a guy say, well, I want a long-term relationship leading to marriage. It doesn't work that way. Most guys just want to have sex with you a few times, take you out, have some company. Then after a few dates and having sex, then we figure out, okay, this is where it needs to go, what it's going to be. Right. And then we have to work ourselves towards that. So, I mean, there's people out there that I'm sure would feel, and I feel myself included, that it would be much better if you legalize it and tax it. Then those girls will obviously have to take tests and stay healthy. Having it regulated allows for there to be a more healthier state out there. I know it's not, again, it's not ethical, but I think it's just being rational about the whole thing, because people are still going to do those things. They're still going to get escorts. People are still going to do drugs, right? And I understand that marijuana, some people feel it's a gateway drug. And there's people like me that grew around that stuff, grew around the marijuana, grew around the cocaine. I remember vividly playing with an 8-ball my dad had in his house. That was one of the many things, sights and sounds I saw before the age of 9. 8-ball. I'm thinking it's just powdered sugar. And it's a little ball with a little wrap around it, right? And I'm fucking playing around and throw it away. I mean, I get all this dirt. I'm thinking all this sugar shit. I'm like, oh, man, I fucking broke this. I throw it away. I remember my dad going ape shit looking for that thing and yelling at my mom for, like, where the fuck is that 8-ball, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, boy, I'm going to get killed if I say anything here, you know? And, you know, I don't ask him those kind of questions. And he obviously, when I talk to him about that stuff, he doesn't remember, or he'll say he wasn't doing that shit. Right. I mean, it's like, you know, I don't go into that. They don't want to acknowledge that, period. But yeah, so I see these things. Right. So I was around drugs and I was around alcohol and all this bad stuff. And it's a choice at the end. It's a choice. Some people, I viewed it as being able to get the fuck out of Dodge and not dabble in any of that, because it didn't seem like anything was positive around it. Or you can go ahead and succumb to the pressure. I never did in college. And that's why I don't have a lot of friends, per se, from that, where socializing and drinking happens. And I don't do that to this day. Any friends that mostly want to hang out and have a drink, or just mostly want to party, you're not really my friend. I'm just really being an extra body for you because you don't want to go alone and be weird. That's really what it is. You know, I'm going all over the place here, but yeah, so I don't dabble in drugs. I don't dabble and all the other stuff that is, I guess, illegal. But I think we have to be rational about the reality that there's a demand for it out there. It's still out there. And why not regulate it? Why not allow for the government to benefit? And I think it's a win-win for the conservatives because, of course, you're not dismissing it as being bad anymore. You're just saying, look, that's a necessary evil. We have to deal with it. But then conversely, on the other side of that coin, you're not having to pay for a lot of the services that government is providing that you complain about coming out of your tax dollars. You could go ahead and have people and be able to balance that budget around and to have people say, well, we want to have, you know, we want to have more things, more roads being built, more projects, lessen the taxes on the real estate for the residents, so on and so forth. I mean, there's certain things that can be done that way. So I think that's a, we need to, I wish we would do it on a state-by-state basis. And I'm glad Colorado took the courage to do that. California did. I know in Florida they did marijuana as far as from a medical perspective. But I think it's all these things that people dabble into, drugs, sex, just you go ahead and regulate it. I mean, why are we impeding on that when there's a demand for it and people are making money under the table? I would think the government will want to have their hands on anything they can. Now, it's not about promoting it. It's not about saying this is what we want you to do. Heck, by taxing it 20-30%, it lets you know we're not fucking around. We don't want that type of stuff here. But if you want to use it, you're going to pay us a big chunk. You're going to pay us for the rehab and facilities, for things that are in place for any addicts, and so on and so forth. And I think that's the most responsible thing to do. I mean, think about it. We had cigarettes for a long time, tobacco. That shit wasn't, they were making money hand over fist, and I'm sure they still are. And it's fucking disgusting, but people still do it. It's still around. So that's where we have to kind of open our eyes a little bit when it comes to how we view things and understand that there are many things, just like those banned drugs, just like prostitution, that are going on in our world, but we are accepting it because it's a social tradition, or it's been part of our social structure for a long time. So it's hard to look outside of that, but if you become objective and think about it, it's like, man, we got to just do like my man Ron Paul said, just legalize all that shit, man, and tax. Nothing wrong with that.